Oh, See them, their beings like nothing they've ever seen, and a ship like they have never seen. It's a ship not like that of the sea, but that makes no difference because they know they're distressed, and so they help them, and they figure out ways to communicate with each other, and the people help the aliens get the elements they need to get back on, you know, get back, you know, their ship operating again, and basically the aliens reward the people here on Earth with incredibly advanced alien technology for the entrust of the elders. So the elders use it, they safeguard this technology because the alien, they're known as the Beta Reticuli. They know that they just say there's something out there in the galaxy, you have to be aware of it, and we want you to have this to help, you know, protect you with it. But hard to explain this, you know, 16th century humanity exactly what this was, but they say just hold on to this, keep it safe because you're going to need it. You may need it someday. So in the mid 21st century,
I was going to say fast forward in time.
Yeah, this is just a brief synopsis of it. So in the mid 21st century, Earth gets attacked by a massive alien armada known as the Intergalactic Dove Invaders, led by the pinnacle avian known as the Dove Master. And he attacks the planet, and none of the most powerful military nations on Earth can withstand this invasion. So one nation after another is falling. There is nothing to stop these guys. Either it's a trans-dimensional avian technology. People on Earth can't even make any sense out of it. And everything's getting cooed half to death by these giant 200-ton dove landers. And they look like giant pigeons.
Oh, my God. It's like the birds on steroids.
They shoot laser beams out of their eyes, but they're done through... They're a form of sonic wave technology. And so they act like a microwave on steroids, but they magnify the sound so intensely that it causes things to explode by heat fusion, exciting the molecules. So that's kind of how the alien technology works, the hostile alien technology. So everybody in the world is stressed, and there's, what are we going to do? We're doomed. And the Dove Master, to make things worse, has something known as the Eye Yoke. And the Eye Yoke is how he spied on Earth and other worlds to begin with, because he's known as a Spingava species. There's like a myriad of Spingavas throughout the cosmos, and they're all cousins of the doves and pigeons. So they can see through doves and pigeons, and that's how they gather their intel before they attack our planet. So, if you've seen a dove out there lying on a power pole, chances are the Dove Master's watching you.
Is this why you've resined from the doves? A little bit of protection?
Well, no, that doesn't have anything to do with that. It's just I like doves and pigeons. But basically, they're the nemesis in the story. And so, out of nowhere, from a place that everybody thought was not even a place to even ask, they thought...
Mm-hmm. standing on an embankment. I'm very high up. I'm looking down on a landscape. On a vast landscape. It's all dry.
It's a scene that one would never see or never has seen in one's life.
It looks like the moon because it's all dried up. It's a very funny red. It's like the moon.
It was the atmosphere. It was the air, the freshness of it all. And as I looked, I could see the mountains. They seemed to be round me and yet far from me, as though I was somewhere that was so high and so very fresh, a freshness that I've never felt before. It seemed to be in a foreign country.
And in the distance, a black cliff. A big, towering black cliff.
The scene is always sort of rather grey and dark, rather misty.
And then the sun began to come up over the mountain. So the sun began to rise. And instead of being mist and fog, there was a most glorious sunshine and a beautiful sea.
And I saw this very deep blue sky. And these beautiful white clouds, they weren't rain clouds. Beautiful white clouds were mounting and mounting and mounting. And that was the whole scenery.
It's a scene that one would never see or never has seen in one's life.
I can remember great big blue feeling of clouds, blue sky and clouds.
I went over lots of fields of things I seem to remember. Lots of fields of things.
And there was a very deep blue sea.
I could hear this voice. This woman singing. I couldn't hear what she was singing. It was a foreign voice. But her words were clear, although I couldn't speak the language that she was singing. Her words were clear. I knew that I was somewhere foreign. Seemed to be in a foreign country.
It looks like the moon because it's all dried up. It's a very funny red.
Getting hazier and hazier.
It's the colour of earth, but the red is kind of a terracotta red. The whole of this landscape, the whole of this surface of the land is broken up and dried up like a riverbed, as though it's made of clay. All of it is cracked. It's just like the moon. It's all dried up and cracked into hundreds and thousands of cracks and holes. It's like the moon. It's red. The whole of the surface of this land is red.
Getting hazier and hazier.
The colour of clay, I suppose. Yes, it's the colour of clay, and it's all broken and cracked over, rather like a clay pot or something like this. And the sun has dried the whole of this surface. It's just like the moon. And in the distance, a black cliff. Big towering black cliff.
And I looked into the distance, and as I looked, so the sun began to rise, began to come up over the mountain. Glorious sunshine. and I looked into the distance.
And I could hear this voice, this woman singing. I couldn't hear what she was singing. It was a foreign voice. I knew that I was somewhere foreign. Seemed to be in a foreign country. And I saw this very deep blue sky. This very deep blue sky. And there was a very deep blue sea.
This is Camarones with Alice Baird here at WGXC. Camarones. Still here with Alice Bear. I'd like to give a shout out to the Sound Arts crew. Yeah, Tovi, that's you. So we've heard A Leaf Improvisation, recorded by Robert Millis. We heard excerpts from Autumn by Jeff Phelps. Just Like the Snow by Federal Duck. The song Lulu by E. Pants. A little Delia Derbyshire in there talking to us about the land from her Dream series. And a little Cotton Casino. We heard Road. Hope you guys are enjoying the morning. All right. Thank you. are listening to WGXC.
To one's heart. There you'll find devotion for others, from whose friendship you'd hate to part. For only time can give the answer, whether it be love or just a passing phase, a good time thing or a sex-born craze. No road can run smooth or a paradise for two be real unless one believes in all one does. And all that one can feel. Dave was born with a song in his heart and music in his hands, a gift to make and repair, even a broken love affair. He's selfish to be happy, with not much care if tomorrow's bill is well overdue. But this in itself is a gift. To live and be unique, an individual that sets himself apart. Oh, and by the way, he's an artist with a big heart. Dee, Dee's almost a stranger to me, but somehow I had to know. Why choose Dave and so determined not to let him go? It's the future that Dee lives in, a desire to see happiness ahead, a driving force to brighten up a lonely life. And spoken to the extent it hurts, but no fool, because that's the way it works. For what good is anyone without fixed ideas? From these beginnings, a worthwhile future can be realized. So admire these two people who've had it rough, with jeers and sneers when really they deserve cheers. I hope and pray you all can find a place in your hearts for those in love. For what's the use of riches and fame if you never learn to love? And it's not with a fanfare of trumpets and drums that we can shout our feelings, but only through our deeds. Anyone's...
Let me just say that she married Sylvester Sylvanus. And they traveled widely because she could afford it. And she dressed to the hilt, but her idea of dress were fancy silks and satins, with beaded work always on them and lots of scarves and fancy stuff. And she did her hair in a kind of a boat-shaped kind of thing that ended up with a kind of a knot in the middle. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Kind of talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. And she had fantastic hats and she had lots of jewelry, and she was very vain, too, yeah. But she had a will like a martinet. Anyway, my father lived with her until she was 43, and traveled, took her on trips sometimes, and all that kind of stuff.
Thank you.
This is Cam Morones with Alice Emily Baird here at the Wave Farm Studios. Thanks for joining us. This is WGXC.